age long gone, mortals dethroned the gods and seized the heavens for their own. And for it, they were flung down into the world of clay, their minds clouded by ignorance. Only a bare few remember their birthright, the power of magic. If they cannot claim the heavens, they will claim their own kingdoms on earth.
Welcome to the Reckless Dice Live Play Sessions. This is episode one of Mage the Awakening, Boston by Night. And Chris, our GM, is going to get us started. If you haven't already listened to our prologue and character creation episodes, feel free to check those.
That.
You should. They were quite good. Lots of story in them, too.
Background, all important.
And teach how to make characters, which,
right.
For anybody new in the system, it was really in-depth and fun. Chris, take it away.
All right, so it's been a while. We've had a substantial break real time since we played last, so we're going to do a quick recap. So we'd all made our characters. We've done our preludes to get everybody set up and into the world a little bit. The last time we just sort of laid in the groundwork for what our scenario is going to be. The ruling council of the Boston area has asked our newly formed cabal to go and investigate the arrival of a large cargo ship that has arrived at the port of Boston. The ship is known to be sort of the roving domain of a powerful wizard that is known to the council, and they've asked that the characters go there and find out why he has come. He has sort of arrived unannounced. Nobody knows why this ship has suddenly appeared in the port. It is flying under a Chinese flag. It's called the Hawk of Guangdong. And so that is where we're picking up, as you guys have been given your instructions to go find out what's going on with this boat. And